This is a podcast from RTE Radio.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to The Constituency. This evening's focus is on what's likely to be one of the most competitive constituencies in the next election. It's also the base of the country's best known and of late most controversial politicians.
Lord Mayor, I want to thank the Lord Mayor, Councillor Vincent Jackson, for again coming to our area. He's been very good since the summer, since his election, for coming to functions in the centre of the city and around our constituencies.
Bertie Ahern performing the official opening of a playground in Portland Place in his Dublin Central constituency. Dublin Central is a four-seater and stretches from working-class areas such as the North Inner City and Ballybock through the more middle-class neighbourhoods of Drumcondra and Glasnevin and on to Cabra. What Fianna Fáil insiders term the crisis is out of the headlines. He's in the middle of a morning of local engagements. And as he acknowledges, he never stops campaigning.
I like elections. I mean, but I see, you know, I very much believe in the Sean Lamass view of life. That election starts the day after the count. So it just goes on all of the time. And if you're doing it that way, there's not that much difference, when it comes to election time. You just get on with it. And I've been involved in so many elections over 40 years now, 30 years elected, that you don't take a lot of notice of them. But you're out all the time. I would hate to be a politician that only appears at election time. That must be a dreadful experience. But when you're out and about practically every day of the year, then you don't have that worry or fear.
Is the next Doyle election, is that likely to be your last election?
Well, depending on when I've a very clear view for a long, long way back that I said I would pack elected politics at 60. I probably always have an interest in politics, obviously. But it depends. I mean, if it ran its full term, if it ran 5 years, this would probably be my last one. If it didn't, if it was a hung doll or something, I would stay in active politics at 60. I'd stick to my commitment.
Have you picked a date for next year?
Summer 2007, yeah, that's the date.
And have you picked a month?
No, summer 2007.
That's as much as you're going to say.
I think I've been the only Taoiseach, I think, in the foundation state that has loyally stuck to when elections are, so I don't think I have to be any more precise.
Zoe.
As a mother of teenagers,
I was delighted. Thank you, how are you?
How are we doing?
Long time no see. I'm grand.
Okay.
Grand, yeah.
Lovely
just
day,
since
isn't
you
it?
Left me, I'm in him late.
Yeah, you're mind yourself.
Grand love.
Despite the fact that the Taoiseach garners one of the highest personal votes in the country, at the last election his running mate Dermot Fitzpatrick was almost beaten to the final seat by Sinn Féin. The other sitting TDs are Labour's Joe Costello and the Independent Tony Gregory. At the moment, there are two other candidates on the Fianna Fáil ticket in Dublin Central, Councillor Mary Fitzpatrick and Senator Cyprian Brady. The speculation has it that come election day, only one of these two names will be on the polling card, with the more likely survivor, Mary Fitzpatrick. The party leader insists, though, that it's not his decision. Will you be running, when Fianna Fáil be running three candidates in the general election?
Well, that's a decision for the National Executive. We had three candidates in the field for the last year or so. In the end, the National Executive will make the strategic choice. If they think they could win three seats, I suppose they'll run three. If they think they'll win two, they'll run two. But that's a call that I let the National Executive make.
Do you have a preferred option, though?
No. I don't. For me, it's about winning two seats. I just want to make sure that we continue the progressive politics here. I'd hate to see Dublin Central going back to the negative, kind of a lefty view that we used to have in the past that did a lot of damage to this constituency.
Yet you would describe yourself as a socialist.
A true socialist, not just a pseudo intellectual lefty.
Sinn Féin came very close to taking the seat in 2002. You must be concerned.
Yeah, well, I think to, quite honestly, we made a few tactical mistakes in 2002. The judgment was that a part of the constituency of 30,000 votes that I should stay out of it for 6 months, and I didn't walk in that part of the constituency for 6 months. It was a bad call. If I had went into it, we didn't actually get out even the vote that we'd had in the previous election. And that was a bad call, but we won't make that mistake the next time. The call and the division the last time, and me staying out of a large part of constituency that are working every day, wasn't a good call.
Every time the papers look for a headline now, which is every day, they put down another doll PQ to see how much you make up in the makeup. So many of you want to come down to it cheaper, you're more than
We've moved on to another in the long list of functions on the Ahern schedule. This time it's in the Talca Valley Training Centre in Glasnevin. He's presenting newly qualified beauticians with their certificates. A number of them are from really quite disadvantaged backgrounds. And as we'll hear shortly, this is one of the main charges his constituency opponents make, that despite his power, parts of Dublin Central remain in poverty. So could he have done more?
No, I think, you know, Dublin Central has been the area that has changed probably most over the last number of years because of the policies that the governments have pursued, and I've been able to be part of that. We have better pupil-teacher ratios than anywhere else. We have the new university on the Keys, which we put in huge provision into. Our house-building programme, getting rid of the old flats, building the new flats. You know, practically every primary school has been redeveloped. Unemployment used to be 60-70% here when I was elected first. Now it's down at the national average. Yes, there are some problems, as every city in the world, there are some drug problems. It's in New York, it's in Boston, it's Philadelphia, it's Chicago, it's in London, it's Manchester, you know. So we can't be immune to it. But I mean, I'm very proud of, you know, my contribution to Dublin Central. But more than that, I'm proud of what we've achieved.
A walk around Dublin Central streets shows that, like almost everywhere else, it has changed. There are numerous new apartments and it's an area with many new immigrants. Independent Tony Gregory was first elected to the Dáil in 1982. Almost 25 years on, he argues that the constituency still suffers from many of the problems that prompted his entry to politics.
I would say crime and drugs are still up at the top, in the top three of the major issues of concern to people, the other two being affordability of housing or non-affordability of housing, and the whole health crisis with the matter A&E and so on right in the centre of the constituency.
And in common with most of the other candidates I spoke to, he argues that the huge amount of building in the city centre doesn't necessarily represent good news.
The entire city centre area of the Dublin Central constituency is now a mass of apartments, yet that development doesn't seem to have catered for the needs of people who live in the area. So there's a huge problem of people trying to get what are really affordable housing. What's described as affordable housing at the moment is for many people beyond their reach, and in any event there's far too little of it at the moment. So I mean, housing, health, education, unfortunately Dublin Central still has one of the records that it had when I first got into politics, and it was one of the reasons that I went into politics, that children in parts of Dublin Central have no hope of getting to third level education. We have the lowest access rate into third level in the state, in pockets of Dublin Central.
We're probably only a few months away from a general election. Bertie Ahern himself will say is summer 2007. How much more difficult is it being an independent candidate?
I think it's always... I think the most vulnerable candidates in any election are independents, because... once an election is called, it is a nightmare to try to compete. And even long before, you'll see the big billboards going up for the parties already. There's huge money available. You'll see candidates with offices opening all over the place. There is no doubt that it is a huge disadvantage when party machines flood areas with literature and canvassers who will tell people everything under the sun about everybody else, and mislead people into feeling, oh, such and such a candidate has no problem and so on. He'll be or she'll be elected. Poor Mr. Ahern needs to vote.
Tony Gregory argues that the only safe seat in the constituency is that of Bertie Ahern. An opinion poll in the Irish Mail on Sunday a few weeks ago showed Mr. Ahern ahead on first preference votes by a massive margin. It indicated that two TDs would be vying for second place, Tony Gregory and Labour's Joe Costello. The latter is here outside the Mater Hospital, protesting against conditions in accident and emergency.
We turn up every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2. It's a weekly highlighting of the situation in the Mater Hospital and indeed in so many other hospitals around the country in relation to accident and emergency, that people who are very frail, very sick, very vulnerable in emergency situations have to spend very considerable periods of time sitting on chairs and lying in trolleys waiting for a bed before they can be treated. And we feel that this is just not good enough in this day and age.
Yours is one of the Labour seats that would be seen as relatively safe. Does that worry you?
I can assure you there's no such thing as a safe seat in Dublin Central, no such thing as a safe seat in any part of the country, I suppose. Certainly I think it's very much an uphill battle. There are now more candidates on the block, so to speak, than there were before. Sinn Féin is obviously making a big plug to gain a seat in this constituency. They came very close the last time. The Green Party are putting up their former MEP in this constituency. There are two new strong candidates that are here now that weren't here before. And of course the Taoiseach is now showing 50% of the vote, so 2.5 quotas for the Taoiseach. Fianna Fáil are in with a great chance of taking the second seat. So it's a very, very difficult constituency to fight, and certainly I wouldn't feel in any way that my seat is secure. It's going to be a very tough battle.
Sinn Féin has called this rally to provide people with the opportunity to show their anger at the state of our health services and to demand real change.
One of those new entrants mentioned by Joe Costello is a few streets away, taking part in her party's protest about the health service. Mary Lou MacDonald replaces Nicky Keo on the Sinn Féin ticket, despite the fact that last time he failed to take a seat by less than 100 votes. She denies that she has been parachuted in against the will of the grassroots. So why did she leave the constituency where she ran in 2002, Dublin West?
Well, we had a candidate in Dublin West, Councillor Felix Gallagher. As people are aware, there was a gap in terms of a Sinn Féin candidate for the central constituency. And my colleagues, Nicky Keo and Christy Burke, approached me. And we talked about it. And we decided that it would be that we would make a good team, that we would be very definitely in the running to take a Dáil seat in this constituency. And that's really the sum of it, in addition to which I like the constituency, I like the communities within it. I think it's very vibrant, I think there's a huge amount of promise and of course a huge amount of work to be done here. So it's challenging.
There are a number of candidates who could be called alternative candidates, left-wing candidates or socialist candidates. So where do you hope to get those extra votes from?
Well, we have a Republican vote in Dublin Central. We obviously want to grow and to develop that. And the Republican vote is quite a broad church in socio-economic terms. So whilst, of course, we draw very heavily from working class communities and we advocate very strongly on behalf of those who are poor or disadvantaged, we also have, I believe, a growing sense of support in what would be termed middle class areas.
In that regard, do you think the St Andrews Agreement and whatever follows afterwards, that that will help you? Or do you think if there's any benefit to be accrued there, it's likely to go to Bertie Ahern?
Well, I don't think we can come at the peace process and the serious issues that we need to sort out in that way. Certainly that's not how we approach this. I think there's a huge win for everybody.
Would you like to be in government?
Yes.
Can you see a situation where Fianna Fáil would be willing to do a deal with your own party? Because certainly Fine Gael have made it clear that that's not going to happen.
Well, I can certainly see a time when we're in government in the south and indeed in the north. And you see, it's dangerous to kind of preempt or to paint up scenarios so far ahead of an election, because most people on the ground are just beginning to make up their minds as to who they would vote for or who they would like to see form a government. We will be in government in the south, and it'll be on the basis of policy issues and a programme for government. We're here today talking about health. We're here today making a series of very specific demands in terms of healthcare. So it'll be a matter of us seeking out and finding an arrangement where you can agree a programme for government, and it needs to be, in our estimation, focused in that way. And let's not get distracted by personalities or posturing by different political parties.
For some time, the received wisdom had it that Mary Lou MacDonald was a cert for a seat in Dublin Central. However, a recent entrant to the fray has made things a bit less certain.
I kind of find that it's very difficult to stay out of politics. I think I've got that bug that is very difficult to let go of.
It's 2 years now since the Green Party's Patricia McKenna lost her seat in the European Parliament to Mary Lou MacDonald. She's keen to make a comeback, so why enter such a tough battle?
Well, I didn't think it'd be reasonable to run a constituency I don't live in. I mean, I've lived in the area since before I was married, so I feel that it's the most obvious choice for me. It may be a difficult constituency, but because I live here, I'm much more in touch with the issues and what, you know, problems are facing people who live in the area than to run in another constituency. I think it's best for people to run where they live, because that's important.
There was an opinion poll published a few weeks ago in the Mail on Sunday. It suggested that there are quite a few candidates on a similar share of the vote.
Yes, well, I've always felt that in this constituency, you know, it'll be the last seat I'll be fighting for. There's no doubt that the first seat is gone and it's clear that Taoiseach is going to be elected. But the other three seats, it depends on how the vote pans out. And I've always felt that the last seat is the one that I'm targeting, and I feel that there's a real possibility there. And this has happened before. I mean, when I first ran in 94 for the European elections, it was the last seat I was going for. In fact, I topped the poll in that election and came first in the whole of Dublin. And this time I think that there are people out there who want to change. They want to see, you know, alternative viewpoints coming forward. They also want to see much more action on the issues that really are relevant to people's everyday lives and people's quality of life. And as I said, you know, housing, transport, healthcare, education and childcare issues are all fundamental to everybody, not just to one section of society, right across the board. And I think those are the issues that people feel they can trust the Greens on, that we're not going to let them down.
The Fine Gael candidate is Councillor Pascal Donoghue. Now, up until recently, most observers were giving him little hope of reclaiming a seat for Fine Gael. However, he does have a reputation as a hard worker, and a number of people I spoke to in Dublin Central believe he does have a chance, albeit an outside one. Pascal Donoghue acknowledges that in a constituency of household names, his job isn't an easy one.
It is indeed a challenge, and you have to respect the quality of these public representatives for the huge amount of work they've put into the constituency and the support they have because of that. And that's something I've really learned from. In my 2.5 years on the council, I've done all I can to be active all year round, to be involved in the community, to be meeting people as regularly as I can, so that I'm learning from the things that work very well within Dublin Central. I live in the middle of Dublin Central. I've been to school in it. I'm very much aware of what the issues are that people face. And I hope that by Fine Gael offering an active presence in the constituency, we too can get a public representative that can add to the you know, the strengths and qualities that are there already.
There was quite a strong Fine Gael vote in Dublin Central. Where do you think it went?
Well, you're right. I mean, for most of Dublin Central's existence, it's had either one Fine Gael TD in it or two on occasion. But unfortunately, as was the case in many Dublin constituencies in the last election, we lost that seat, and our standing within Dublin did take quite a blow because of that. And my challenge now, as somebody standing for the Dáil in the constituency, is to say, look, things are good, but they could be so much better. And that we can make that happen by having new people in the Dáil and new faces, and hopefully a new government as well.
So, 4 seats and at the moment 8 declared candidates. Given that it's some months until people get to, as Bertie Ahern might put it, pick up a stupid old pencil and vote, predicting an outcome isn't easy. Michael Gallagher is Professor of Politics at Trinity College in Dublin and well known to listeners of Radio 1's election night programmes. He's been casting an eye over Dublin Central.
Dublin Central is a very crowded field. I think Bertie Ahern is perhaps the only absolutely stone-cold certainty, but most people would say it's almost a certain that Tony Gregory will be re-elected as well. He was elected in February 1982, been re-elected at every election since then, has never really come anywhere close to losing a seat, so let's assume that Bertie Ahern and Tony Gregory both get elected. But after that, we've got 4 or 5 credible contenders for the remaining 2 seats. Fianna Fáil will be very keen to retain their two seats. At the moment, they've got a three-candidate ticket, and that's maybe a bit high risk. Their ideal strategy might be to have just two candidates and to divide the vote as equally as possible among them, or at least to give Bertie Ahern a secure quota and concentrate the rest with the other candidate. Now, the history of vote management for Fianna Fáil in Dublin Centre is very poor. In fact, in practice, Bertie Ahern gets the great bulk of the vote and the others are left to fight for the crumbs. And if they were to run three candidates and the other two are both fighting for crumbs, that's rather high risk. That could jeopardise the second seat there. But certainly Fianna Fáil have a strong claim for a second seat. Fine Gael will be looking to get their seat back. They had a seat there in 1997 through Jim Mitchell. He lost the seat in 2002. He was a very strong candidate, very well-respected person, and so people might say if he couldn't hold a Fine Gael seat there, can anyone else? But they've got a new young candidate in that constituency, Pascal Donohoe, a new councillor based around the Cabra-Glasnevin area. He's probably one for the future. If he doesn't get elected this time, he might get elected next time, but maybe even pull off a surprise this time. Then there's three other candidates in line as well on what you could call the broad left. The incumbent Labour TD, Joe Costello. His record is mixed. He was elected in 92, lost the seat in 97, re-elected in 2002. There are vague poll indications that perhaps the Labour vote is crumbling, or at least is slipping in Dublin. He'll be very determined to counteract that. He's known as a hard worker on the ground. Certainly a strong chance, but then under threat by Sinn Féin last time round, Nicky Kehoe came pretty close to getting a seat. He, as we know, has stood down. Mary Lou MacDonald is now the Sinn Féin candidate, and she's proven her electoral appeal by getting elected to the Dublin constituency at the European election. Could be that some Sinn Féin voters had a kind of loyalty to Kehoe that won't necessarily transfer to Mary Lou MacDonald. We'll have to wait and see. But she is a strong, high-profile candidate, and on the figures of the last election, you'd expect that to be a Sinn Féin gain. And then a new candidate in the mix, Patricia McKenna, who the Greens have often run in Dublin Central but without any real success, but she's a much higher-profile candidate, 10-year MEP. Again, a proven electoral record. Okay, she lost her seat in Dublin at the last European elections, but even so, very well known around the constituency, and she would also be looking for a seat. So, sitting on the fence very much, two pretty certain seats, Bertie Ahern and Tony Gregory, and up to five candidates in with a good chance of the remaining two seats.
And if at this stage you had to be more definitive than that, what would you say?
I would avoid that if at all possible. But if I really had to, I think I would probably go for Sinn Féin to take a seat, and maybe an outside chance there for Fine Gael to take one as well. If there were to be a general Fine Gael upsurge nationally.
Michael Gallagher of TCD ending this week's programme. You can email us at constituency@rte.ie. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.